Hello, you through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Yeah, hi there, James. My name's Scott Hughes. I got a missed call about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, hi, Scott. Just one moment while I just load up your file, if that's okay.
Okay.
Just for data protection reasons, Mr. Hugh, I just need to ask you three questions, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, brilliant. So, could you just confirm for me your date of birth?
2012-74.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
It's 39 Lincoln Crescent, G157 Echo Papa.
Fantastic. And then, could you confirm for me either your mobile number or your email address?
07787255019.
Fantastic, no problem. So I believe my colleague tried to get in contact with you in relation to confirming a few further details from you, just to help us retrieve some of your records from local councils and medical practices. Could you please confirm for me your GP practice, where you're currently registered at the moment?
She called me this. She called me last week and asked me the same questions. I gave her all these answers to the doctor because she couldn't get through the doctors. The doctors actually called me later on that day asking my permission to talk to her or to release my details. So I don't know why I'm going to call today.
All right. Okay. Sometimes. I don't know. We don't understand as to why some medical practices wish to get in contact with yourselves to say that you confirm to release your records.
This is the release of the records to me, and I have to send them to you. They'll send them to yourselves.
Oh, right. Okay. That is a bit peculiar. Have they sent you an email by any chance?
No. They say they have to wait a week or two for the letter to come through the door.
It was a letter. All right. Okay. Do you reckon you're able to email us that letter? What you have, like just a picture of it, will be fine, and then we'll raise the issue with your medical practice. So, because realistically, with you signing the letter of authority, it's not something what you have to deal with. We are legally working on your behalf,
yeah,
your records. So the medical practice shouldn't have him to be providing the records to you, for then you to then action the subject access request. That's their role to do. It's not your job.
But it's possible when somebody can maybe call them and say, let them know that they really should be just send it direct to yourselves. I thought that myself.
Yeah, you are right in thinking that they shouldn't be getting in contact with you if we've signed the letter of authority. Like, I understand that obviously they're your records, and if they are sensitive or not, obviously it's your right to know. If someone's requested them, but you have signed the letter of authority, so therefore you've given us permission to obviously request your records.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't have got in contact with you.
So what did I do then? Just wait.
If you're able just to take a picture of that letter, what you've received from the practice, and just email it over to us, we'll obviously review the letter, what they've sent, save it to your file, and then we'll raise the issue with them ourselves and see as to where we can go from there.
I've not got the letter as such. It was only last week that they phoned me. It was the same day that the last week your office called me. So I don't understand. I don't know if maybe somebody's dialed the right number to them.
Yeah. It could possibly be the case. Do you know who ended up calling you and leaving the voicemail? Or?
No, there was no voicemail. There was only, I've just seen a missed call. There was no voicemail.
Yeah, okay, no problem. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and make a note on the file, because Leah is your claim worker on your Scottish Regis application, and I'll make her aware when she gets back up for dinner that she needs to ring the practice and speak to them in regards to your medical records and then being released. It may just come to a point where, like, we may have to just ring you back to see if you are able to ring the practice to release the records and say that you confirmed to it, but we're
Well,
going to.
as I say, I did confirm this to him last week. They called me only a matter of a couple of hours after I spoke to him. Would you call the back? What was the girl's name again? The
Right, okay. Yeah. So if you've confirmed verbally over the phone to them that you're okay for your records to be released to us, then they should be on the way soon. But we'll still follow up with the practice anyway,
All
just to obviously
right.
question.
What's the girl's name that's dealing with me?
Leah Pearson.
Leah, if you can ask her to give me a wee call, just to update me on what's going on.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Mr. Hughes, I'll make a note of that and tell her to ring you as soon as she's back off a break and she's handled the issue.
That's great.
Okay, anything else? What you
No, that's fine.
Okay, no problem, Mr. Hughes. Well, I hope you have
Okay.
a lovely day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.